It's great to be here, Steve. Thanks for having me. And yeah, I'm very excited about kicking off this new venture.
Yeah, and, you know, the ideas come out from all sorts of places. Sunbury Broadcasting is right in the thick of this particular idea. When it was presented to you, what ran through your mind with ideas?
You know, it's always fun, as you know, to be able to kind of make a living talking about sports. And so when the idea was presented, hey, what about starting a podcast? I thought to myself, yeah, why not? You know, I've had the opportunity over the years to talk to so many players, active players, retired players, and just listening to them tell their stories about the days that when they were in uniform and playing, and the way they're able to bring it back in such great detail. I've always marveled at that, and I've always enjoyed listening to the guys tell the stories. So I thought, why not? Why not get a chance to let some other folks hear these stories as well? So that's really the idea behind Glove Stories. Let these guys come on and tell a couple stories about their playing days and kind of let people in to the inside the clubhouse that not everybody gets a chance to see all the time. And, you know, when you talk to athletes about their playing days, they can go on forever about all the good things that happen. So it's always a lot of fun to hear them talk.
The fish was that big.
Exactly.
but, Greg, when you're sitting there and you're talking with Mike Schmidt and he's telling stories, or you're sitting there with a Charlie Manuel and he's telling stories, how difficult is it for you sometimes to maybe come up with a question where maybe you're saying to yourself, I don't think they've ever been asked this before when they've been asked so many questions? How challenging is that? Because you just want to change up a little bit.
Yeah, and I do think that is the challenge, and that is the idea behind what we're trying to do is get these guys to maybe tell some stories that, you know, haven't been told time and time again. And, you know, some guys are really good at that. Other guys, you really have to push and pull and kind of get things out of. But, you know, Steve, what I find myself in talking to these guys sometimes is I get caught up in the moment and I forget that I'm running the podcast and that I have to come up with that next question because I'm just listening to the stories that they're telling and enjoying them myself. So, you know, that's a part of it as well. But when you get a chance to talk to Mike, you know, the best player ever to put on the uniform for the Phillies, those kinds of moments, you know, they kind of just speak for themselves. And then when Charlie, who I spent a couple of years with while, you know, with the team, and Charlie was the manager, you know, he can talk about baseball 24/7, and his recall is unbelievable. So getting a chance to kind of relive the 2008 season, which we're going to do with Charlie kind of game by game throughout the podcast, is going to be a lot of fun. Because if people haven't heard Charlie just kind of wax poetically about his time as the manager of the Phils, you're in for a real treat, because he loves to talk about it, he loves to tell the stories, and he's just got that engaging personality.
Also, there's another part that people may not realize. Charlie's a brilliant mind. And that's, you know, a brilliant baseball mind. What does it take to... It doesn't sound like it takes much to do it, but what does it take to tap into that so that the listener is richer for listening to it?
Yeah, that's the key. And, you know, Charlie is exactly as you describe. I mean, he really understands the game at a different kind of level than most people. And, you know, I don't know that he always got a fair shake when it came to that kind of description about his baseball knowledge. But people around the game and people who know Charlie and people who have had a chance to sit and talk baseball with him, you figure it out pretty quickly just how locked in he is to this game and how he sees it a little bit differently than everybody else. And, you know, so it's so much fun to try and get that out of him. And, you know, he gets so excited, and when I'm sure you've talked to Charlie before, and when he starts to tell stories, he kind of gets excited, and sometimes he rambles on a little bit about different things. But when you listen to what he's saying and how he's explaining it and breaking down someone's swing or talking about a particular game, it really is kind of remarkable, and you do see what kind of baseball mind that you're dealing with. And Larry Bowa is going to be doing the same thing for us for the 1980 season. We're going to relive games from the 1980s, the 1980 season. And he's very similar in that regard, his recall and his ability to tell the story. So we've really lucked out with getting Charlie and Larry on board on every podcast.
so much of this job, too, is about relationships. As you're putting these podcasts together, how much has it helped over time that you've built personally some great relationships with the individuals you talk to, Murph, that then allows the conversation to flow better?
Yeah, I think that's key. You know, I'm lucky enough to know most of these guys, you know, a little bit better than maybe some other folks do. I've spent so much time in and around the organization, on the airplane, in team hotels, and you do develop relationships that way. And so I think, you know, I think they trust me, which is a good thing. And
yes,
I have the ability, I think, to kind of reach them at a maybe like a little bit of a deeper level than perhaps someone who's just covering them from the outside. We're gonna sit down with Mickey Morandini coming up next week, and he's a guy that I got to know even better. Of course, I watched him play when he was on the team in '93, but I got to know him as a coach when he was here with Philadelphia, and then after that. He's the commissioner of the Phillies Fantasy Week every year, and I go down to that, and you get to know these guys on a whole different level, a personal level. Mickey's one of the great storytellers that mm-hmm. I've come across, so I'm really excited to hear what he's going to bring to the podcast next week.
Yeah, I remember him managing Williamsport, for goodness sakes.
Yeah.
You know, and listening to him, it's like, holy mackerel, he's something else. Yeah. Pat Porter's
he's sneaky
the same
funny,
way,
too. Very funny
oh,
guy.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, he's got a dry sense of humor.
Yes.
Very dry sense of humor he has. Also,
no
with
doubt.
It being opening day, you've got one of the beat writers, Matt Breen, on. So you get an opportunity to swap back and forth your ideas about opening day.
Yeah, and the idea behind that is, you know, after we've kind of looked back and been nostalgic about the Phillies franchise and some of the players, we're going to quickly touch base with some of the guys that are covering the team this year and just get a feel for what's happening each week with the 2021 team, because I think fans, you know, at the end of the day, love hearing the old stories, but also, you know, want to hear some insight from the guys that are in and around that clubhouse each and every day. So we'll mix it up. We'll have some of my old broadcaster buddies, Tom McCarthy, Ben Davis, John Kruk will come on, and some of the beat writers as well. So just a little add-in at the end of the podcast just to stay connected to this year's team.
Yeah, and staying connected to this year's team, what's your initial thought going in? I mean, obviously, optimism reigns supreme because on this particular day, as I was kidding the previous guest, the Pirates are tied for first. But
that's right.
But what's your thought on this particular team that they have right now?
You know, I think they're going to be pretty good. The division is a bear. We all know that. The Braves are a terrific team. The Nats are loaded with starting pitching. The Mets lineup looks like on paper is going to be pretty darn good, and they've got Jacob DeGrom. So, you know, obviously you have your work cut out for you playing in the NL East. That said, I think, you know, they return a lineup that was one of the best in baseball last year at producing runs, and you have to believe they're going to have similar success this year. And I think the rotation is a little bit deeper this year. I think Zach Eflin has figured out some things, and I think he's going to be a big part of this rotation. So, and also, I think, you know, you go down Chase Anderson, Matt Moore, it's a better starting rotation than it was a year ago at this time. And then, obviously, we know about the bullpen. It would have been hard to go backwards, but I think they've taken some big strides going forward. So, you know, April's going to be tough. They're schedule is a bear coming right out of the gate with the National League East, and you also have the Cardinals in there. So it's going to be interesting in the month of April to see how they play. But I certainly think this team is talented enough to make it to the postseason, whether it be through a wild card or maybe even catching those Braves and winning the division.
We're inching our way back to normalcy along the way. So right now it's 50% as of I think it's Sunday. It'll be 50%
yeah.
allowed
mm-hmm.
in to ballparks. Just getting people back in, what kind of difference just do you think that it just makes to the general feel of the ballpark for a player?
It's interesting because I've talked to a couple guys about it, and you know as well as anybody that I think they're the time of taking fans for granted has come and gone. You know, so many times you'd have a packed ballpark, but there'd still be a disconnect between the players on the field, maybe, and the fans. I think last year really showed these guys in uniform just how important it is to have those people in the seats, cheering them on, you know, giving them the energy, that extra little bit of that home field advantage. A lot of guys have remarked about how much they missed that and how much they didn't realize how much they would miss it until it was gone. So I think it's huge, and I think it's going to be, you know, across baseball, league-wide, but everybody's going to get that extra juice back in their home ballpark. And for the fans in Philadelphia who are going to get a chance to come down and watch the games, I'm thrilled for them because I know so many of them missed it so much. I know I certainly did. And I think just getting back there and feeling that normalcy, as you said, is going to be great for all of us. And that's what sports does so many times. It kind of resets us back to normal, and that's what I love about it.
Glove Stories with Murph is produced and distributed by Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation Media Partners. It's available on YouTube and can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other major podcast providers. Could not ask for a better host. Greg, thank you so much. Appreciate the time and the work that you put into this.
Well, thanks, Steve. It's great to talk to you. I really appreciate you having me on. And, yeah, we're looking forward to this relationship going on and on. So thanks again for having me on, and good go Phils this year. Let's hope they do some good things.